It's been a big period for BetaBet. The sportsbook supplier has officially become part of the Aristocrat family, as part of a deal worth a cool $1.2 billion. With a huge summer of sport on the way all around the world, including both the Paris Olympics and two massive international football tournaments, we spoke to BetaBet's managing director, Dima Riedemann, to find out all about his hopes and expectations around the big events. So the expanded Euro 2024 tournament in Germany features 51 matches in total as the biggest tournament ever put on. That presents more betting opportunities than ever before. So how important is it for you and your partners, this competition?
I think the Euro, like any other major tournament, is extremely important due to its seasonality. So given the fact that it is in what you would rather refer as a low season, right? So we're talking the summer months, June and July. It makes it even more important, any other sports event in that time. Adding to that, the fact that this is, if I'm not mistaken, the largest tournament in history, in the sense that more teams playing than anyone ever. And I think you've made a reference to that as well. That's obviously amplified it even more. So for the operators, I think it's a tremendous opportunity not to kind of hit that underbelly, which always is expected in sports betting during the summer season. So now you have June filled up with these beautiful football events. And then following June, you have an Olympics, which obviously isn't as big or as important, but it's a nice filler, right, to the gap. And so as an operator, you suddenly have these opportunities, which you wouldn't typically have in any other year, where you can continue your marketing wave. It also gives you some opportunities as well as challenges on the retention side, right? So you want to keep that inflow of players coming in for the big teams, cheering for the national teams, and then kind of keep them through the summer before the seasons go in August. So I think it's extremely important. It's a great opportunity. I know our partners are seeing it as an opportunity. And just to sprinkle on top of it, there's this little thing called Copa America, which we seem to be neglecting due to the fact that it's the same time as the Euros. And we are talking about the Euros. But there's definitely some nice matches coming over there that will present betting opportunities. Also, given the time difference between the different matches, right? We're talking different times playing in Europe and playing in the United States. So overall, I know you asked me about the Euro, but I think a very exciting summer in front of us.
Yeah, sure. It's certainly going to be a really big summer of sport. From a betting perspective, what sort of trends do you think will emerge during these summer tournaments, and how are BetaBet catering towards these trends?
Yeah, I think emerging perhaps will not be the right way to describe it, but I think we're going to see a grow, perhaps even a leap in the use of bet builders of the sort. And I think it's important to say bet builders as well as parlay builders, because since the Copa is going to be in the United States, a lot of people on that side of the pond are going to call this parlay builders, right? So I think we're going to see a lot of that. I think just from a straightforward logic perspective, usually you can create a lot of kind of combos and multipliers, given the fact that there's a lot of events to bet on the typical weekend. During the summer, though, you have the one, two, or three matches of the Euro, if it's a good day. And this is pretty much it. There's a limit to how many combinations a player can really create. And so the bet builders will create that new, almost infinite, right, plethora of options to combine in your bets. So I think we're going to see a surge in that. One of the trends we see growing, and I think it's going to go even more in this tournament, is everything around player markets. So I think there's a consensus, or at least something we see in the data, that a lot of the younger players are, you know, they'll be betting on the player more than its team. I think that Haaland is a great example. He probably has more fans than the national team, right? So that's perhaps a little bit extreme, but the point to be made, player markets is definitely something we see growing. One other that may be interesting for kind of our home turf in the UK market is the cross-setting between a traditional UK sport such as racing to the Euros, because there's not a lot of, I mean, date-wise, there's not a big gap. It's a bet that if you have a strong retention campaign, you can really fill in. And so that's also going to be interesting because we're talking about two mass appealing sports in the UK. Perhaps not the same appeal in other markets, right? But I'm going to use that one as an example. I'm sure other markets have the similarities as well. So yes, yeah, so bet builders, player props, cross-selling from racing. And perhaps one more I'm going to add. I think we're going to see a lot of the boosted odds campaign. Again, less events, but we need to create more betting opportunities and to bring in and also stand out from the competition. So a combination of all that, I think player market, maybe correct score as well, because it's a big tournament, always seems to be popping on top. So boosted odds, player markets, and I'm going to go with correct scores as well.
Yeah, that all makes perfect sense. Just moving on then to the technical aspects, how important is platform stability during the moments of peak activity in these major competitions from the perspective of retaining those bettors who want to place bets in these events?
I think it's imperative. I think it's probably the number one. This is the one where your players are going to test you. And you know what they say, you can only make one first impression. So if they're going to come in closer to the match when the peak is in and you got a lot of bets coming in and it's not going to be processed fast enough, and it's not going to be accepted fast enough, or they're not going to get paid fast enough, maybe not specifically stability, but definitely correlates to that, I think it's too easy to just go to the next one. And so, yes, unfortunately, almost every major tournament, we hear of stories of platforms having downtimes and deposits not being available or registrations or whatever. Yeah, we're going to work a lot in order to be on the right side of that. There's a lot of technology roadmap projects that are consolidated to that timeline, you know, scaling up everything you need. We'd rather be on the safe side and pay a little bit more on the infrastructure side because it is costly. And I want to be the one from the B2B side saying, hey, guys, I know that you expect us to deliver, but there are expenses coming to that, which are on us. So we're going to be taking those expenses to make sure that we are on the best side possible of this.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. You've already touched upon this one, but we're looking at the Copa America specifically. How much interest do you expect to see in this competition across both North and South America?
I think this is the one that's going to kick off the North American soccer into the next gear, as they say. So I know everybody's looking forward to the World Cup. It's going to be across North America in, what is it now, 18 months, 24 months. But this one, this is the first one to try the waters. I mean, this is a Copa America tournament, which is played exclusively in the United States. Just a sheer statement in how they've chosen to place this tournament, I think, speaks for itself. And then the final, coincidentally or not, is going to be in Miami, which has been nurtured by Messi in the last year or so. So we're talking about a South American, traditionally South American football tournament, played entirely in North America, right? Played across pretty much the same timeline, coincides with the Euros. Funnily enough, the finals are held on the same day. So expect a busy day for the bookies. Right. And so I think it's extremely important. We, on our end specifically, we have an active client base in both South America, like Mexico, Brazil, but also North America for BetaBet. And so for us, it's a key tournament. It's, I think, really the first time that our North American partners will be kind of put to the test in terms of soccer. So it goes from marketing to platform features as well. We still don't know how, you know, a big tournament behaves in North America when it comes to soccer. We have a lot of expectations towards it. We've made sure to make those soccer-specific parlays available for them, and as well as some other features. So I think it's a very, very important tournament for South America. To put it simply, I think it runs in their blood, and I say it in the best way positive. The rivalries between, you know, the Brazilians, the Argentinians, and all the other ones, it just runs in their blood. The Mexican team has a fan base, which is second to none. So I really think it's a very important tournament. It's not an easy coincidence to manage, having it at the same time as the Euro. But I hope that it will be a classic case when 1 + 1 will make a 3 for the bookies.